My name's Michelle O'Roo and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The day today is the 14th of August 2009 and the time is 6:19 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Sarah Lennon, I'm 18 years old and I'm from York.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Tired.
Tell me a little bit about your journey down here.
Well, we got up at about 5:30 yesterday morning. And then we had to get the megabus at 7 o'clock from York. We got here about 11 o'clock, and then we had a wander around trying to find the hotel and things. Found the hotel, couldn't check in. Then, I don't know where we went. We went for another wander, and then we went to check back in. And then we slept for like 3 hours, and then we went to get something to eat. And then we went to go to cinema, and then came back about midnight. So, really tired.
What did you go and see?
We went to see The Orphan. It's absolutely petrifying. I wouldn't tell anyone to go see it. I was like covering my eyes most of the time. It's so jumpy. That thing, I'm like, ah.
When was the last time that you came to London?
It was just a month ago, actually.
What were you doing then?
Me and my best friend just came down to go to the Michael Jackson O2 memorial thing, which was quite nice, so.
What was it like?
We didn't know what to expect really, but when we got there was just this massive memorial and like the same things that were at the LA thing, big boards with the messages and things, and they had all the candles and stuff, and obviously there's people crying and my best friend's like, oh, I can't go near them, it'll make me cry. But it was more organised as an event sort of thing, because there was people on the stage and they were like, right, we're going to have some singing now, we're going to get people to dance. A signature from Britain's Got Talent turned up, which is quite good, and they did a performance. And then they all lit a candle, which was really good. So it was something to remember, so like, definitely glad we went. So.
Are you a big Michael Jackson fan?
I was, but not a big fan until really when he died. But I was a fan before, just not as much now, so. Well, more now, but. That's definitely made it more.
Can you remember how you heard about this project?
I can, actually. I was reading the Metro a few months ago, and on the third page, I think, they had a big... On the one where they do, like, weird and quirky things, and they were just saying about it, and it said they're looking for people to go on it, so I went on the website, applied, didn't think anything of it, and then a couple months later, it was like, oh, you've been selected for a place. I was like, wow, what's the chances? So...
What was it that particularly appealed to you, do you think, about the project?
I don't know, it was just the fact that, like, to make history sort of thing, and it was worth the try to do it, so. And I thought, I saw people, it was like someone had celebrated the 21st birthday on it, and someone else had done this, and I thought, oh, it's kind of a nice thing to do, so.
What are you going to do on the plinth?
I've got some paper, and I'm going to write messages, like, have a nice day and things, and make them into paper airplanes and throw them at people going past.
Who have you come along with today?
I was going to come with my dad, but he couldn't get today off. He could get his day off, but he couldn't get today off. And my mum was going to come with me instead. And then my boyfriend came with me in the end because he was supposed to be doing a first aid course today. But it got cancelled, so he could come with us. So otherwise, I'd been on my own. But my boyfriend's come with me, so it's been a nice little break for us. So.
When are your friends going to be watching you on the net?
I highly doubt it. They're all nocturnal. It'll be about the time they're off to sleep. My mum's going to be watching, and my dad's, and I'm guessing all my little sisters will be watching, so. I'll put it on Facebook, watch me, so we'll see.
What's been your family and friends' reaction to you taking part?
Well, when I rung my mum up, and I said, I've got a place on the plinth, and she goes, what's that? And I started explaining it to her, and then I said, what time? She goes, oh, you'll have to reject it. I said, why? She goes, there's no chance that we can get down to London that time in the morning. I went, oh, okay. So I didn't touch the email at that point. And then my dad, she rung back a few hours later and she goes, right, your dad wants a word. I said, why? And she goes, you've made his day. I went, oh, okay. And then my dad comes on and goes, so you got a place on the plinth, have you? I said, yeah. And he goes, right, we're going to make sure you get down there and stuff. And he goes, you're definitely going on there. So, and then my mum, because my mum didn't really know what it was about sort of thing. She kind of just thought it was another strange thing I'd entered or something. So my little sisters have been trying to come up with ideas, but... No one's really been able to think of anything, so just something simple.
Are you doing any messages specifically for special people?
I'll probably like, say hi, Mum, and stuff like that. And then I'll probably throw some, like, a paper airplane to my boyfriend for him, so. But no, not really.
Are you studying at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at York College doing media publishing. Starting my second year, because I did Moving Image, which is, like, basically film studies, but more elaborate, and you make your own films and stuff. But I didn't really enjoy that. So I'm doing publishing, which is print-based media, the long term. So it's all magazine printing, and so it's a bit more me, because it's more creative, so.
What are you hoping to do after you finish studying?
I was thinking about studying journalism at university, but I'm in an iron whether I want to go travelling first, so we'll see what I feel like when we're applying to uni.
Who would you go travelling with?
We've got family in Australia. And one of my cousins over there, she's travelling, and she's going travelling. And we've been talking about it, that maybe we could meet in the middle and then go travelling. So we've only met them once, so it'd be kind of nice to do that. She's only a few years older than me, so if we could do that, it'd be quite nice.
Where do you think you might go?
Well, I want to go to places. Like, I want to go to, like, New York and Paris, and I want to go to Australia again. But obviously she lives there, so she wouldn't want to go there, really. But like, she wants to go to San Francisco and Paris and places like that, so kind of compromise and all kind of like the capitals and stuff. So.
So you've already been to Australia?
I've been to Australia, yeah.
When was that?
2000, I think. I was only 9. So it's quite little.
What struck you most about it?
I can't really remember. One of the things that I can remember mainly was when we went to the zoo, we went to Steve Irwin's zoo, and he was still alive at that point. And it was just completely different to the zoos over here. Like, the zoos over here, everything's caged. And over there, they had, like, certain times where you could go and see the koalas and someone would be holding them and you could stroke them. And it was so open, and you could go and sit next to the kangaroos and stroke them, and it was absolutely amazing. So it was brilliant. And a snake escaped when we were there. So.
Did they catch it again?
Yeah. I think so. They're like, you don't go near this bit because of the snake. And Mum's like, what?
So you said your dad had already heard about the project, had he?
Yeah, my dad's quite intellectual and intelligent, so he always knows what sort of stuff like going on. So he's kind of, like, I've got a friend called Rich, and he came up a few weeks ago to have a look at it. And he was going to come with us, but he couldn't afford to come down. And he's like a mini version of my dad. It's quite funny, like the same music taste, everything. So, because like, my dad's... He's kind of like the cool sort of dad that likes the cool sort of music, but he's really clever and stuff. And like, he's been on TV, he's been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and 100 to 1. And so he's really clever, but I don't know. We clash sometimes because we've got similar personalities.
How would you describe your personality?
Well, when you get to know me, I'm really loud. It's quite bad, like my boyfriend on the way, he's on the bus, he's like, going, you've been really loud, you're talking too loud. I'm like, sorry. But yeah, I'm confident, bubbly. I'm fun, having fun to be around, I'm likeable, I think. Got lots of friends anyway, so I think they like me, so. I don't know, just confident and bubbly, I think.
And how do you spend your time when you're with your friends and you're not working?
We tend to just like hang out in town or go to a gig or, I don't know, just whatever. Like, me and my best friend are getting into going to like museums and stuff now, so. Not to go, well, kind of to learn, but more just have fun sort of thing. Because like, there's a railway museum in York and there's just all trains and it's like, ooh, trains. Back to like a little kid again.
So what kind of music do you listen to?
Anything really. I'll listen to anything. My boyfriend thinks I'm closed-minded, so when he has my iPod, he'll put something on it that I've not got on. Rock, indie, pop. I don't really like dance and trance and all that, but like DJ, whatever. I'm not into that at all, but no, most stuff like Michael Jackson. I watch Eurovision, so I'm kind of into some of them songs as well. It's brilliant, I love it.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
Over the internet. Well, it's over my face, like, because there was a few years ago, like, when all my friends used to always go into town and we used to, like, talk to loads of people and, like, meet loads of new people and things. So we just used to end up talking to loads of people through MySpace, which is kind of like a younger version of Facebook. So I got talking to him, and then, like, one thing led to another, and we met up, and we both liked each other, and then been together for 18, nearly 18 months now, so can't have been that bad.
What's important to you, would you say, in life?
My family and my friends. I'm very like family and friend orientated. I don't really like being on my own. I like having me time, but I wouldn't want to be on my own. I like being surrounded by people. Like, at the moment, I'm staying with my grandparents because it's near as college, so I can travel easier. But nothing beats it when you go back home and you've got three screaming kids running about. Well, three, I say three, is two now, because the other one's kind of always at her boyfriend, so.
How old are they?
The one youngest is six. Next one up's turning 10 on the 26th. Then the third one is 17 in November. So it's like two and two. So like two.
And how do you get on with them?
Better. Now I'm not there most of the time because it's kind of like spending time apart. It's, you appreciate it more. 16-year-old, we clash quite a bit because in stereotypes way, she's a chav and I'm complete opposite. Her friends, I don't get along with her friends and she doesn't really get along with mine. But when it's just me and her, it's fine. It's kind of like a family thing, sort of thing, where if there's me and my sisters on our own, we're fine. But if there's a parent about, no chance. Like everyone kind of clashes for some reason. I can't understand why, but it's like, it kind of ends up being little groups. Like me and the youngest get along completely well. She's so much me, like I've had my ear pierced, my lip pierced. She goes, when I get old, I'm going to have my ear and my lip pierced and I'm going to dress like you and stuff. And she's absolutely adorable. It's so cute. But then the 10-year-old, me and her are like so much, she's a double of me at her age. And she's just so much like me and obviously personality clash. So, but if it's just me and her, we'll get along fine. So it's kind of like you end up in teams sort of thing. Like there's two on one and two on the other.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I hate them sort of questions. Like, what else can you say? I'm like, I don't know.
Thanks very much.